Morning, Mr. Beal.
Hey, Bill, it's Julian, Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, sir. I got a couple of questions.
Yeah, shoot.
You think that I'm just pulling your chain? I'm really not. I just want to know where I'm going with everything.
Yeah, no problem.
Business. It's all important to me.
Of course.
First of all, I sent you in this form. Are you going to pull my credit score?
Yeah, we do have to pull your credit. These loans are mostly based on your cash flow, but there are certain people that we can't lend to. Like if you have a giant tax lien, for example, we legally can't lend to you. So that's why we have to pull your credit.
I just don't want to say pull out all my credit score. I just don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it's just something. Look, I think I told you I bought a new tractor last April. My credit score went from 794, 790, 820 or something. Now it went to 806. It just really pisses me off. And I just don't want nothing touching to buy nothing. There's nothing I fucking need that I can't go and buy.
Yeah, so these programs only go on your business credit. They don't affect your personal credit score. We, like I said, we do have to pull your personal credit, but we only pull through one credit bureau.
Updated credit scores, is that good enough?
No, we have to pull it. We have to pull it ourselves, unfortunately. But like I said, we only pull through one credit bureau. We only pull through Experian. There's three major credit bureaus: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. We only pull through Experian.
The farthest rights, I think, right now is 806.
Oh, very nice.
But
just so you know, so I've been doing this for a little while. One inquiry, if you have like one inquiry every few months or something, it's not going to hurt your credit at all. So, but if you're shopping around and you inquire at like 15 different places, yeah, it's going to raise some red flags for potential lenders. But
you got to understand. I just don't want nobody fucking with it no more. I know that may sound terribly, terrible, terrible bad, but I just don't want nobody fucking with it no more.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
My credit scores right now, I mean, when you open mine, there's about 70 pages of it, and it's all zeros. and, you know, I've got to think about that before I do it. I will visit with my bank. I mean, what am I going to actually do? Are you going to put this money in an account for me? How soon do I pay it back? How do I pay it back? What's the deal here?
Of course. So we would inject it directly into your business checking account. We'll set you up on automatic payments that would draw straight from your account, and we'll set you up on whatever term you want, basically. We'll just approve you for the longest amount that's available to you, and if you want to do something shorter, then you can do it.
$100,000 in my bank account.
Uh-huh.
$100,000.
Yep.
Okay, you put it in there tomorrow. When's your first payment and how much you want?
I don't know what you're going to get approved for, so I don't know. I can't tell you until I get the answer from my credit department. I can get an answer for you. It takes about a day, and then we can present you with some terms, and if you like it, take it. If not, you know, we can shake hands. And
why don't you do that?
Okay.
And let me discuss this other deal with my son on my credit score.
Okay.
I'm not really jerking your chain, but
I'm not. No, I know. I know you're not.
I'm fucking sure what I want to do.
Yeah, of course. If it's not a good idea for your business and for you personally, don't do it. But just keep in mind, the reason that you have good credit is so you can do things like this. That's the whole reason you have good credit.
But, you know, I thought I had good credit and I could buy a tractor, and the motherfuckers fucked me around, pissed me off so bad. I'd run over with that goddamn tractor if I could find
it. Yeah. Well, just so you know, no legitimate lender can lend you money without pulling your credit. It's impossible. Okay. Unless they're scamming you or something like that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And, we'll get into that. You give me some ideas of, theoretically, with good credit, which I'm going to have, you're going to be rather amazed. But, you know, and my credit history is impeccable. I mean, GE Capital, you know, whatever the fuck it is, Wells Fargo. But it's, you know, all that, and my bank, it's impeccable.
Yeah, so it's going to be as simple as this, Bill. If you're an A-tier customer, then you're going to qualify for A-tier programs, and we're going to get you the best programs on the market.
I am sure of that, and I want you to tell me if I took $100,000 exactly what the payments would be per month.
There's no way I can get you exact payments without running your application.
5 years, something like that. I don't know.
We'll shoot for the longest term available. Typically, the working capital loans go up to 3 years, though. So if you're looking something, okay.
That's fine. 3 years, fine with me. I just throwing shit out there.
Yeah, no problem. I understand. There's no way I can get you a cost or payment quote or term quote without having the application, though. I have to run it by my credit department. There's no way I can quote you without it. Like I said, there's no obligation from you. If it doesn't work and you don't like it, you don't have to take it. There's no penalty. We don't charge you for applying. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So,
I know there's people out there who want the low money right now, and I don't even know if I'm going to need it. But I just see things are happening now that we got the right president in there. I don't really think anything's going to be too bad.
Yeah, I'm optimistic as well.
fucking Hillary.
Yeah. So the 150K, have you gone to your bank about that already or no?
I'd go into the bank today and write a check for it if I need to. That's why. But what I was trying to do was just keep some stuff away from the bank.
Yeah.
All personal stuff.
Yeah. So
nothing personal.
So if you're looking for that 150K, we can definitely help you.
Draw on it, I could.
Okay. I can do that for you.
Okay.
So if you want to get the application stuff back to me today, I can get an answer for you by tomorrow.
Okay. Let me see what I can do.
All right, Bill. We'll talk soon. Then give me a call if you have any other questions.